A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Monday, July the 31st, 2023. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we're looking at the intensification of campaign rallies by political parties ahead of the general elections scheduled for August 23. But before we delve into our main topic, let's take a look at what is happening in Somalia, where Syrian refugees in that country haven't given up on their dreams to return homes as they struggle as refugees in Somalia. Abu Kaba Zumbeir has more from Mogadishu in this report, narrated by Salem Solomon.
Wael Rashid, a 28-year-old Syrian refugee, and his fellow countrywoman, 23-year-old Wafa Vizan, paint a grim picture of their lives in Somalia.
We came to Somalia as refugees. Life here is very difficult. Somalia is a poor country, and we are poor people.
To survive, they said, they rely on visiting markets and mosques, appealing to the kindness of strangers. Carrying a sign, they plead for help, but often receive only the equivalent of $1 or $2 a day. Rashid says he suffers from a medical condition that urgently requires surgery, but he can't get it without financial assistance.
I cannot work, and I am forced to stay at home. All I need is some help for the surgery.
Both Rashid and Bizan are hoping authorities might intervene and provide assistance to Syrian refugees and poor Somalis in the country. Bizan shared her own challenges, including health issues that impede her ability to walk for extended periods.
Even as I'm sitting down here now, I feel the pain. We deprive ourselves and our children of food to be able to pay rent. My children there are all sick due to hunger. It's a tough situation.
Amid hardships, some Syrian refugees in Somalia have managed to rebuild their lives. Mahmoud Abdulahmid Saleh, a 40-year-old dentist and maxillofacial specialist from Syria, says when he arrived in Mogadishu in 2018, he found opportunities he could not in war-torn Syria.
The economic situation was bad because of the war. It's actually worse now.
Despite the challenges, Saleh says he received a warm reception from his Somali hosts. After 2 years, he brought his family to Somalia and they've built a new life together. His children attend Somali schools and have integrated into the local community.
My wife is now an Arabic language teacher at the Somali school. She works with Somali children and teaches them Arabic. She's more popular than me here.
Saleh himself has established a reputable position at an Egyptian hospital in Mogadishu, specializing in complex maxillofacial surgeries. For now, Saleh intends to stay in Mogadishu, but he remains hopeful the situation in Syria will improve someday. For Abdul Ghadir Zubair in Mogadishu, Somalia, Salem Solomon, VOA News.
And now, back to our main topic of the day. The clock for general elections is ticking with political parties intensifying their campaigns. Today, the MDCT, led by Douglas Monzora, launched its election manifesto document in Harare. The party says it will introduce the United States dollar as the only currency in the country as a means to stabilize the economy. The MDCT says it will fight corruption and grow economy so that jobs can be created. Speaking at the launch of his party's manifesto, Monzora said that he will win this year's presidential election. He said he will beat the incumbent President Emmerson Mnangagwa, whom he accused of tampering with the country's judiciary after some of his party members lost their bid in court to be on the ballot last week.
Vana veZimbabwe vari kuvhotera vanhu vanotaura zvido zvavo. Pari zvino ibato rimwe chete riri kutaura zvido zvavana veZimbabwe. Ibato reMDC. Vana veZimbabwe vachavhotera free education, free health care, free maternity, interest free loans, kune vanoda kutanga ba business vachavhotera kuti mitengo yefertilizer tidzikiswe mavo business vana leZimbabwe vachavhotera kuti mapensions agadziriswe saka kune avo vatinokwidzana navo vanofunga kuti vanotikunda ngavandipe 87 vangu mugoona shura rinobuda kana vaine nharo isai vamunangagwa apa vamunzora apa navachamisa apa motitaurai nyaya makateerera. We challenge our opponents to a public debate, televised national debate about national issues, about the people of Zimbabwe. Our superiority is unquestionable.
That there was MDCT leader Douglas Monzora in Harare. Another opposition party, that Citizens Coalition for Change, held a rally in Chinoye, Mashonaland West, where party president Nelson Chamisa castigated the country's relationship with Russia. Yesterday, Chamisa held another rally in Marondera, where he promised his members that once voted into power, he would restore the country to its former glory days.
We want restoration. Kutorera nyika paimbova. Kutorera upenyu paimbova. Kutorera dignity yedu paimbova. Kutokera nyika yedu panga iri bread basket paimbova. Restoration. Toda kutorera udzamu wehurumende. Toda kutorera dignity yehurumende. Toda kutorera respect yema citizens. Kuti haurohwi kana uchida kudemonstrator. Muhurumende medu kada kudemonstrator tokupa mabhiza nemapurisa nemabhoso. Uchienda kunoudza president zvausiri kufara nazvo. Mutungamiri haasi mutori mutungamiri. Haasi shefu muranda wenyu. Restoration. No, number one. We want to restore jobs. Hatingaiti nyika inoita kunge isina ukama. Vazhinji venyu muromo menyu hamusati mashanyirwa nenyama kwenguva yakareba. Vazhinji mukatosangana nenyama, nyama inoti tapinda mu strange territory. Nenyaya yekuoma kweupenyu toda kugadzira restoration, tidzoke pakuva number one pataiva. Munowirira napo herapo election. Election yekuti mabillboards ndiwe wegauripo, ZBC ndiwe wegauripo, kumadzishe ndiwe wekauripo, mumapolice camp ndiwe wekauripo, mamissings ndiwe wekauripo, marali ndiwe wekauripo, mazumbuko ndiwe wekauripo. Unoda kuzinjani nyika ndewe kuti vanhu vanoshanda pamwe chete vachipana namazano, zvikomo zvidiki zvichipuwa mhute nemakomo makuru. Iwe munangagwa uri kakomo kadiki, tererawo makomo makuru ari kuno, tikupe mazano. Kukanyahurangana kwaba pamwe chete ubatsirana, zvinhu zvinopana namachiyo majuru.
That there was CCC leader Nelson Chamisa in Marondera. The ruling ZANU-PF party held its own rally in Nkai Business Center yesterday, with party president Emmerson Mnangagwa telling his supporters that he had just returned from Russia and that President Vladimir Putin sent his love to the people of Zimbabwe. Whilst in St. Petersburg attending the Russia-African summit, Mr. Mnangagwa praised and supported Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Senkosiwe sifiki zvoro emini zvine Russia umngane wangu Putin iyandingelele greetings from our dear friend, our revolutionary partner, President Putin of Russian Federation.
Greetings to you, the people of Zimbabwe. Ubaba utubesekoshiwe. Ubuyizolo evele Russia. Umngane wakhe athemba nalimbone kuma TV ukuthi utheli bingelele bantu beZimbabwe bantu bemathinothi. He says to us, the Western countries, and in particular the Americans, have imposed sanctions on the Russian Federation. They have imposed sanctions on the Republic of Zimbabwe. Russia is a victim of American sanctions. Zimbabwe is a victim of American sanctions. So we, the victims of American sanctions, should cooperate and work together to fight these sanctions from the Americans. Obama, President of Russia,
That there was ZANU-PF President Emmerson Mnangagwa in Inkai. Stay tuned as we take a brief break. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming and this discussion live on Facebook. Our pages are VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And to discuss what political parties are doing ahead of the general elections, we are joined by David Siampondo of the Triple C, and we also have Xavier Zavare of ZANU-PF, and we also have Mr. Lloyd Damba of MBCT. He's the presidential spokesperson. So we start off with you, Mr. Damba. You were launching your manifesto today, and we heard your president, Monzura, saying that he is going to win the election. Tell us a little bit more.
Thank you very much, Ms. Esther, for inviting me to this very important program for us to be able to speak to the people in Zimbabwe. And second, what I want to say is that we need to debate here, brothers and sisters, because we are one country, we are one nation in Zimbabwe, only one country, and there is no way that we can go and say this is our country. So we need, because we love our country, that we have got different ideologies and different strategies to keep the people of Zimbabwe forward. But that's a good makeup in this. That's number one. And then second, what I want to say to the people of Zimbabwe, the LGC,
Mr. Damba, we're going to try to call you back. Unfortunately, your audio is very bad. I know you said you are in Mutare right now at a funeral, so we're going to try and call you back. So I'll switch over to you, Mr. Xavier Zavare of ZANU-PF. We saw your president saying that your party enjoys a very warm relationship with Russia, and we also saw the CCC today castigating Zimbabwe's relationship with Russia. What's your take on your part, Mr. Zavare?
As Zimbabwe, I mean, we have to understand how international relationships are formulated and how they come about. Underlying, of course, everything is the fact that Zimbabwe is seeking and has always desired to be a friend to all and an enemy to none, which is why you would see that Zimbabwe, since independence, we have not gone to war with any country, except where we've had to defend our interests, such as during the Renamo War, and of course the DRC, which we had to be involved because of our solidarity as SADC. So we are a country that is known to seek peace and to be a friend to all and an enemy to none. The relationship with Russia is very historical in the sense that, unlike the Americans, who are pretty much cousins of the British and who sought to colonize us, and, of course, acquire all our resources. There are a whole lot of laws and there are a whole lot of activities and corporate companies from America that have been in Zimbabwe dating back as far back as 1925, all to extract our resources, but also caused a lot of untold suffering among our people, in the sense that they participated and contributed in the removal, creation of Atinotima Reserve today. The Americans and the British and a lot of the Europeans of Dutch origins were all involved. And you contrast that with the Russians, who were at that time Soviet Union, or the Chinese. None of them ever did that to us. Rather, what they did was to support our aspirations to be free politically. They supported our liberation struggle with ammunition, with ideas, with how to fight the imperialists, who in this instance comprised of a whole lot of Europeans, that included the Dutch, that included the British, that also included the Americans. So in that respect, we've got this strong bond with Russia, just as we have a strong bond with China.
Uh-huh.
We deliberately extended a hand of reconciliation to the British, to the Americans, to the Europeans, when we got our independence. If you remember at the time, Prime Minister Robert Mugabe, when he in his acceptance speech to lead the country after the 1980 elections, we extended the hand of reconciliation, which is what we are as ZANU-PF. We seek peace with all countries and all the peoples of the world.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. Zavari. I'll come to you, Mr. Siampondo. We saw your president, Nelson Chamisa in Chinoy, saying that, you know, he wasn't warming to the relationship that Zimbabwe has with Russia, saying some of it is a bit toxic. Tell us a little bit about that.
Thank you, Marvelous. Greetings to all our viewers. Yes, indeed. If you look at what's happening right now in Ukraine, it's a tragedy.
Uh-huh.
A lot of innocent citizens are dying. And as a result of an invasion of a sovereign nation, all because they have chosen to side with allies of their choices. So it really doesn't make sense for normal people to really support what's happening in Ukraine. So as a democratic party, a social democracy, we do not subscribe to invasion of sovereign states.
Uh-huh.
And we also wish if there could be an amicable solution to the impasse between Ukraine and Russia, so that whatever is taking place and the misunderstanding that is there should be resolved amicably. We would not take the stance of Mnangagwa of trying to fuel up the confrontation there and supporting Russia to increase the killings of people of Ukraine. That one we will not subscribe to, but we subscribe to the notion of negotiation to the process of resolving problems and challenges amicably.
Thank you so much. Going back to the campaign trail, we've seen your party holding back-to-back rallies. Today they were in Chinoy. Yesterday they were in Marondera. How do you see the rolling out going on? We see tomorrow is August the 1st. Are you going to be intensifying? And what is the situation on the ground?
Yes, I see us intensifying the activities that we are doing right now, regardless of the obstacles that we are facing, but we are prepared to go all the way. And the situation on the ground is very promising. The situation on the ground, you find out that our people are really accepting and having hope in a new Zimbabwe. And going forward, you will see us doubling the efforts in each and every district, in each and every ward. We are going to be holding meetings and making sure that we amplify our voice to the citizens so that they will come out in their numbers and vote on the 23rd of August so that we make sure that we transform this country. We make sure that we are not going to let this country again to be in the ruinous hands of ZANU-PF. We have noted a lot of problems and challenges, but people, they are resolute. People are being intimidated. Some are being beaten. And our posters and our election materials being torn down and being defaced. But that's not a reason enough to hold us back. We are going ahead and making sure that each and every citizen on the 23rd of August, we will cast his or her vote in a way that is confident that something is going to come out of this election.
Thank you so much. Tomboya kwamuriva Xavier Zavare veZANU-PF. Tinoona kuti mangwana tinenge tapinda muna Nyamaguvhuvhu nenge ruzuva rekutanga. Uyezve tinenge tasara nemazuva mashoma kuti tichisvika pazuva resarudzo. Pane zviri kuitwa nebato renyu here mumwedzi uyo wanyamavhuvhu wekuedza kukwezva zvakare vamwewo vangange vasina kunyatsonzwa kuti ndezvipi chaizvo zvamuri kunge muri kuva promisa iyo election inoyi.
Chekutanga ndoda kuti nditende kwazvo nekuti at least zvaenda on record kuti vanhu veCC vari kutenderwa kukambena munyika yeZimbabwe vakasununguka. Ndosaka vari kukwanisa kutsanangura zvokuti vachange vachienda kumadistrict ese nekufamba kumadistrict ese kwavanenge vachiita. Zvinotibatsira izvozvo kuitira kuti tiite demystify zvinhema dzavanotaura dzekuti vanorohwa, vanotukwa, vanoitwa sei. Tiri kuzviona sekutsanangura kwamuri kuita vahanzvadzi mabhelasi kuti vanhu veCC vari kukambena munyika yeZimbabwe peacefully. Dai zvaramba zvichienda zvakadaro, ndochishuvo chapurezidendi Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa kuti tikambene tiite maelections edu muZimbabwe tiri vanhu vari peaceful. Tiri vanhu vasiri kukakavadzana, vasiri kurovana nekuita sei. SezANU-PF chivimbiso chedu isusu ndechekuti tiri kuti patakatangira the new dispensation pekuti tinoda kuita kuvaka nyika yedu yeZimbabwe tine Vision 2030. Muri kuzviona vana veZimbabwe kuti kana ari magetsi wange takaisa unit 7 and 8 kuti tiedhere magetsi kugrid. Kana zviri zvipatara muri kutanga kuzviona kuti mishonga iri kuuya zvishoma nezvishoma. Yes, tine maconstraints emasanctions, asi hama dzedu dzatinofambidzana nadzo dzenyika dzakasiyana-siyana, vana United Arab Emirates, vana Belarusi vari kutibatsira, vana Russia, vana China, kuti mishonga iyoyo ikwanise kudi kuwanikwa sezvakangoitika pamazuva eCovid, kuti takawana mishonga yese yataida, mavaccination yese ataida. Muri kuona imi kuvakwa kuri kuitwa madhamu, nyika ichitungamirirwa navaEmmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa. We are in agri-based economy, tiri varimi vanhu vemuZimbabwe, hatina nungo. Hurumende yava Mnangagwa iri kukusapotai nekuvaka madhamu, iri kukusapotai
nekumeka shuwa kutizo mawana zese zinodiwa zirimira mwane buzo wane la zikujika zenyu.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Vasavare, thank you, regate mbutura kola isatia dropa. Halo kola, makadi, makadi.
Ripeti makadi wasitimasela.
Ehe, tukutawara nani?
Tukutawara na Lydia Johansson.
Ai wata fara mbonzo wa mazima itawara itinzwe murukunzwa pano pane mapato wakasiana siana tine Zano PF, tine Vasavare, tine Triple C, tine Vasia Mpondo, tangatine shakare MDCT, Valoid, Dambaba, tinarea weyambu kata situkuwa iza kuvachwaga shakare. Tipe ufungwa zinyu, famsoro pie gaziru ya saru zuizi.
Gaziru ya saru zo, tiriku yuona ilu kufamba shakanaka sisima zelasi. But ichisho chedu ndiche kutuwa munyika medu muwe ne shanduko. Nekuti for the past 43 years atina shanduko ya tati taona kuzaku Zanu PF. Pa kuzaku ruling party ili kutonga inuwa futi ndiwe ili kutonga nyika ye Zanu PF. Nekuti tikatarisa wati Zanu PF kuzasha ya tanga kutonga nyika shuka mzuwaru nonzi nasi. Tombo wati kuzapatanga president ni mnangagwa kutonga nyika uza 2017 kushika mzuwaru nonzi nasi. People are all over the world because of poverty. Kata kuti atinoda kugara kusakuline zine nyika kugara kwa trikuita. Tukugara ni kuda kwe namu. Saka isu tao kumbira kutudaji nuzambo iti shachinja au. Takwanso kurara moho upenyi urinani. Takwanso kuzokero kumusha kwedu tano kugara omu nyika medu. Andili munozo wakuru wakati mwana washe muranda kungu.
Chokwa.
Kwa mnike wanda kile kuti tinenge tichi gara shakanaka kana utitiliku jida. Tiliku gara ni kuda kwe namu.
Saka daima mwine shamunga taura kunema pato mavirari pano parijino maitichi
inini ntilikuti kune aweweza mtiefu warikuti iwo jino jirikufamba shakanaka wani maralisi wani warikute ndero wakita marali AMGC wani warikunye pakutu wanoroa wanorambizwa kurambizwa wanorambizwa asikuti wanu kutoita wanu toita jeforce netu jekutu wane kwa chimfumizu kwa bukosi kurambizu kwa wanu kurambizu kwa chungo kudapama social media pachena eze iwa wakwanise kushiramba.
Thank you so much tafara kumbonzo wako mzimai nekuti tunodo kupa mzimai izviravo Vasia Mpondo pinda iti nzuganzi mimuru kuita marali enyu makasununguka na Vasavare mungo tipa 30 seconds chete nekuti time yeda inakumira shakanaka.
Wanureva nema sekutaro kwandaisa kuti tikusangana nezvininga izvo zvakawanda wanda zviri kuti tadzisa kuti tinyatsoita basa redu nemazvo asi isusu nekuti tine shungu uye takazvipira kuti tiite basa iri tikuramba tichienda mberi nebasa ratiri kuita uye nhema dzavo muchaona kuti dzakawanda pane zvese zvavataura. Tikatarisa mamiriro akaita ikonomi yedu kana tiupfumi hwenyika izvezvi hauna kumira zvakanaka. Mtaona kuti mabasa ezano kana kuti chayakakwanisa kuita zano kushaisa.
Vasia Mpondo, unfortunately time is not on our side, so I have to cut you off. Unfortunately, I know Mr. Zawari, you had a longer time before Mr. Vasia Mpondo, so I'll have to apologize that I cannot even give you a second time to come back on again. But I would like to thank you, Mr. Xavier Zawari of Zano PF, and also David Vasia Mpondo of CCC, and also Mr. Lloyd Damba of the MBCT. I know we were still trying to get you, but we hope that next time we'll be able to get you. That brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank you, all our guests, and of course you, our viewers and listeners at home. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mshlanga Nyahuye, saying have a very good night, Zimbabwe.